Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, March 3. Coming up, government to recover billions from delinquent motorists, new vessels to curb illegal fishing, and JCF using WhatsApp to tackle sexual exploitation of children. The news in detail after this message.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist. So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
Now the news. The government is ramping up efforts to recover billions of dollars from motorists with outstanding traffic tickets. The announcement was made by Justice Minister Delroy Chuck at the sitting of the Standing Finance Committee in the House of Representatives on March 2.
70,000 warrants are there to be served. We have billions of traffic fines still out there, and we are present to putting in place the necessary checks and balances so that when we arrest people, we know that they actually have not paid the fine, because we don't want to make an error of arresting someone who has paid the fine.
The minister says provisions are being made for drivers who visit the courts to make payment arrangements. Motorists who do not make arrangements to pay outstanding tickets will be penalized. Minister Chuck adds that a new traffic act is to be tabled shortly that will seek to address the issue of traffic ticket backlog. In the meantime, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck has reiterated the government's commitment to reducing the backlog of court cases this year through the use of mediation, restorative justice, and the Child Diversion Program. Addressing Thursday's sitting of the Standing Finance Committee in the House of Representatives, Mr. Chuck told members that the plea bargaining bill is to be brought to Parliament this month with the expectation that it will help in the reduction of cases in the courts. The minister also mentioned the trust and estate management software that will be in place shortly at the Administrator General's Department, which is expected to put a major dent in the number of outstanding matters. Mr. Chuck says this will ensure that most of the cases at the AGD are dealt with within 3 months, significantly reducing the existing backlog. National Security Minister Robert Montague says he's anticipating a major fall-off of illegal fishing in Jamaican waters following the addition of 2 new maritime offshore surveillance vessels to the Jamaica Defense Coast Guard fleet. The minister says Jamaica loses approximately $10 million per year due to poaching, noting that fishermen travel from as far away as Central and South America to illegally fish in Jamaican waters. The new vessels are equipped with state-of-the-art software, which will enhance the Coast Guard's surveillance capabilities.
With their improved navigational software, partnered with similar maritime domain assets from partner nations who share the same waterways, the new vessels will have a strong detection and deterrent presence in our waters.
The minister was speaking at the ceremony to commission the HMJS Cornwall and HMJS Middlesex into service at the HMJS Cagway in Port Royal, Kingston, early this week. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is encouraging citizens to send all sexual videos and images of children directly to the police to prevent undesirable sharing and tackle the sexual exploitation of children via social media. The move forms part of efforts to prevent the public from committing breaches of the Child Pornography Prevention Act of 2009, which prohibits the production, distribution, importation, exportation, or possession of child pornography and the use of children for pornography. Head of the Corporate Communications Unit of the JCF, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says a WhatsApp group has been created to facilitate the process. The number is 564-6840.
Once you get that image, just forward it to that number. We will do the rest. Technology will help us to find the source of the image. Technology will assist us to find out who posted it first.
Superintendent Lindsay says reports can also be made to the Child Development Agency, Office of the Children's Registry, and the Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offenses and Child Abuse, CISOCO. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.